Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
Charlotte has a lot of food trucks, at least 125, and they serve all kinds of cuisine. So how do these trucks work, and where can you find the ones closest to you? That's coming up on FAQ City. Hey, it's Claire Donnelly. This past summer, Carolyn Osberger of Charlotte started Googling Black-owned businesses to support. She says she was inspired by the renewed focus on racial injustice in the U.S.
And as I was searching, I noticed that a lot of the Black-owned restaurants that came up were food trucks.
She says she thought, perfect, I could try a new place without having to worry about possible exposure to the coronavirus, since food trucks are usually outside.
And then I saw, no, they're all like 20, 30 minutes away from me. I can't go just run, pick up lunch, and then run back to work.
Osberger wanted to know how she could find which food trucks were close to her. So she asked FAQ City, is there a map of food truck locations? The answer is yes, there is. But we're going to come back to that in a bit, because when I was researching this story, I learned something really cool.
So let me take you inside to the commissary. This is really where it all begins. So we have two separate parts. We have the dry storage area.
Daniel Petrie shows off DPC Kitchen in Concord. There are rows and rows of shelves with supplies. Jugs of ketchup, packages of paper towels, containers of fryer oil, even bags of potatoes and onions.
There's different kinds of sauces, containers, fryer oil especially. You will go through a lot. French fries, everybody loves French fries. So this is really it for the dry storage. We can move to the cold storage next. And it's pretty much the same, but a little secret, when it gets really hot out, like 100-something degree weather, the walk-ins are great.
In the next room, there's a wall of double-door stainless steel refrigerators and a big walk-in freezer.
So we're going to have the huge mixers in here. Commercial grade slicers. You can already see one of the convection ovens.
Okay, so if you're like me, you might have thought food trucks set up at an event, cook food, serve food, and that's the end of it. But there's actually a lot of work that happens off the truck, and that's where DPC Kitchen comes in. Names of different food trucks adorn the shelves and fridges: CLT Burger Box, Happy Taco, Big City Bites, and so on. About 25 Charlotte area food trucks share the space.
One vendor, I believe he just took out a stock, but he had close to 50 gallons of ice cream in the freezer.
Truckers also use the kitchen at the back of the building to chop veggies, slice meat, and prep any other ingredients before they put them on the truck. Petrie says on a busy day, it can get pretty hectic.
Where people are running back and forth, things flailing everywhere. That's pretty much what a busy day of prepping does look like. You'll see guys out there with boxes of food, and just all you hear is that cutting board, like the da-da-da-da-da-da-da sound.
Petrie started DPC Kitchen last year. He's been running his own food truck, a Korean place called Haya, for about 5 years. Oh, and I forgot to mention, a lot of the trucks park outside in the DPC Kitchen parking lot on their off days. When I visited, it looked kind of like a food truck graveyard. So, how exactly do food trucks work? Well, they need electricity, like from a generator. They also use propane for cooking. Each truck, according to Petrie, has a hood system to let fumes out, a sink, refrigeration, and cooking equipment. Since all of this is loaded onto a moving vehicle, something as small as hitting a pothole can be disastrous.
Every food trucker I know has a story where they didn't tie something down or strap something down secure enough, and they took that corner a little too fast, only to find out at the event, it's like, cool, the floor is a nice color of like marinara.
So how many food trucks does Charlotte have? And how can you find the ones in your area? We'll answer those questions coming up after this quick break. Don't go anywhere. If you've ever said, I want to make a podcast, now's your chance. WFAE is excited to announce the very first Charlotte Podcast Festival, taking place October 5th through 30th in collaboration with Blumenthal Performing Arts, Queen City Podcast Network, and Eclex Creative Agency. The Charlotte Podcast Festival is free and open to the public, with virtual sessions devoted to teaching attendees how to host, record, edit, market, and connect with communities through podcasts. This fest is also a great opportunity to meet and learn from some of your favorite hosts, like Charlotte Talks' Mike Collins and She Says' Sarah D'Elia. So mark your calendars, save your virtual seat, and join us at the Charlotte Podcast Festival. For more information and to RSVP, go to charlottepodcastfestival.com. Hey, we're back. Today on FAQ City, we're talking about food trucks. So how many food trucks does Charlotte have exactly? It's hard to say for sure, but when I did a rough count online, I came up with at least 125. And they serve lots of different kinds of food. Dumplings, tacos, barbecue, empanadas, curry, wings, ice cream. And Dario Johnson's specialty is what he calls Southern Gourmet. He's the chef and co-owner of Cuzzo's Cuisine.
To tell you the truth, when I first created this menu, this was stuff that I like to eat.
Johnson grew up in the South Carolina Lowcountry.
My main dish is shrimp and grits. You know, that was my specialty, I thought it was. But when I came to Charlotte, like, everybody went crazy over this lobster mac and cheese. Like, they never had it before or something.
Johnson started his food truck in 2014. Before that, he spent about a decade running a catering company, which he still owns. He says it became clear he needed a food truck when he started getting invited to food festivals. He'd have to set up a grill, a fryer, his whole kitchen, outside under a tent.
I made some good money, but it was a lot of work, you know, taking all this stuff off my pickup truck and setting it up outside and all that. But if you got a food truck, only thing I got to do is pull up with all the equipment in the truck.
So Johnson took the plunge.
I had to buy an old food truck, which was a 1975 Chevy P30. And it was only $3,000, but it was like a mail truck or something. And, you know, we took it back home in our hometown and converted it, put all the equipment in it, you know.
He says it cost about $15,000 to renovate.
I went through a lot of mechanical issues. I broke down so many times, man. But even though I broke down, I just fixed the truck up and kept going. I was on the side of the road so many times, side of the interstate.
But he persevered, and his dishes were a hit. About 2 years later, Johnson and his cousin, who co-owns the business, opened a brick-and-mortar restaurant in Enderley Park. His catering business suffered during the pandemic, but with to-go and delivery orders, his restaurant's business actually picked up, and the same goes for the food truck.
So we were going to a lot of neighborhoods, and we were doing great because everybody was home bringing out the families to eat.
Around the Black Lives Matter protests in May and June, Cuzzo's Cuisine, which is a Black-owned business, saw a big sales bump, about 50%, according to Johnson.
And it was a tremendous impact, man. And yeah, we actually had some record-breaking numbers because of this.
Now, back to listener Carolyn Osberger's question. How can you find the Charlotte food trucks closest to you? As it turns out, there are two websites designed for exactly that.
So we have a calendar tool. They can go in and add all their locations. And then when they add all of their details in, they'll show up on our map.
Ross Resnick is the CEO of Roaming Hunger, a website that maps food truck locations in cities across the world. In Charlotte, Roaming Hunger has more than 100 truck listings. There's also another similar website called Street Food Finder. Resnick says that during the pandemic, food trucks are having another wave of popularity.
We're not sure, as a society, how people are going to be gathering. So that creates a need for flexibility. And that's what food trucks really are able to offer.
On both Roaming Hunger and Street Food Finder, trucks have to create their own profile and then add their schedule and locations. So they're not perfect, and some trucks are probably missing. But they're a start. Yeah.
Still love me, what a wonderful world this would be.
That's it for this episode of FAQ City. Special thanks to Carolyn Osberger for her question. If you have a question about Charlotte and the surrounding region, you can share it with us on wfae.org/FAQ City. And you can listen to more FAQ City stories by subscribing to us on Apple Podcasts, the NPR One app, or wherever else you get podcasts. While you're at it, go ahead and give us a rating or a review in your favorite podcast app. You can also make a contribution and support WFAE's journalism today. Just hit the donate button on WFAE.org. That's all for this week. Until next time, stay safe and take care. I'm Claire Donnelly.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at BojanglesBiscuits.com.